glossy and fall like lightning. I saw darkness run for cover, but the miracle that I just can't get over. My name is registered in heaven. I believe in signs and wonders. I have resurrection. Hallelujah, and welcome to your daily energizer. Praise God, praise God. Welcome to your daily faith boost. It's just always awesome knowing that you're here, always here. And that chills my heart, all right? Thank you for joining in. This is episode 130. Yay, glory to God. Thank you for, the trust, for opening up your heart. For allowing me to be part of your journey. It means a whole lot, a whole lot. All right. So, we'll say more as we round up today's episode. So, 2 weeks back, we looked at, the fact that we've passed from death to life. From death to life. John chapter 5 and the 24th verse, Jesus said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes on him who sent me has everlasting life. He will not come into condemnation, but has passed from death to life." You must understand that we've passed from death to life. We've passed from darkness to light. We've passed from the curse into the blessing. We have totally, radically, and completely changed location. You remember Romans chapter 5 and the 12th verse. It says, through one man's offense, death reigned through that one. All right. Okay. So that's 17 already. No, I'm making reference to 12. 12 says, through one man's offense, sin entered the world, death by sin. Okay. So death spread upon all men for all sin. So we know the door to death was opened by the sin of Adam. All right. So disobedience led to death, that death. All right. Just spread upon all men. So verse 17 now, all right, of Romans chapter 5 says that through that one man's offense, death reigned by one. But it says much more, they who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Christ Jesus. So yes, we all of humanity, that is where, we were just, pushed under the bus, as it were, that, reigned over everyone. But there's the reset button. It's been hit by God. He sent Jesus, and Jesus declared his mission. I am come, John 10:10, that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. John 3:16, that whosoever will believe in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. So those, sound promissory. But it didn't end there. 1 John 5 and 12 again. All right. He that has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. And then the 13th verse of the same 1 John 5. All right. I am writing this to you that believe that you may know that you have eternal life. And Message Translation, which we so well looked at, all right, last week, says the reality and not the illusion. So, just a quick recap on the last 2 weeks, and I would love that you go listen to them. I'd love you put them on repeat. I've had to do that, all right, on a number of teachings. I just put them on repeat. Like, and when I say repeat, I mean like repeat. There have been times, you know, just spend a whole night. Yeah, you sleep, you wake up, sleep, you wake up, sleep, you wake up. But just keep the whole thing on repeat. There's something you're desiring, something your heart is looking forward to. You could plug your ears. I mean, while transiting from home to work or wherever it is you're going to, you could, I mean, just play it on your laptop if you can. Just because this is it, guys. Now we know we have eternal life. But like we have had to look at Monday, Tuesday, 1 Timothy chapter 6 and 12, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life. To lay hold means to seize, all right? It means to take hold of it, lay hold. You seize it. It's not in no way connotes, all right, passivity. You cannot afford to be passive. You have to be bold. You have to be audacious. You have to grab it because you know it's yours. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Lay hold. Your words are active. Your actions are active. Both words and action. The woman with the issue of blood, she kept on speaking so she could keep on moving. I think that was clear enough. She had to keep saying it. Thoughts will come. Oh, you're not going to make it. Oh, it's not going to happen. Oh, the baby will not come. Oh, the job will not come. Oh, the thing will not work. Oh, this, all that. And then you have to be aggressive. When the Bible says patience, patience doesn't just mean, I'm sitting now waiting for when it's going to happen. Sitting now waiting for when it's going to happen. Sitting now. No. All right. It means you are persistent in the application of your faith. I'll say that again. Biblical patience, all right, where faith is concerned, all right, is not being passive, waiting for when the boss will come. No, it's being aggressive in the application of your faith, being persistent in the application of your faith. It's you saying, I believe I receive. And then you stay there. It looks like it's not happening. So you don't lose your grip and say, well, if it happens, if it doesn't happen, I give God praise. I rejoice. No, that's not it. It's in the name of Jesus. It's mine. Oh, but it doesn't look like it's happening. Well, it doesn't look like it, but I believe it's happening and it's mine. You maintain. You maintain. So Hebrews 6 and 12 says, follow those who through faith and patience inherited the promise. Noah acted out. His faith was seen in his action. Are you getting that? He was ridiculed. He could ever say, well, you know, I believe God. So God said I should build an ark, but hey, I'm just waiting here. No, he acted. The woman with the issue of blood, she spoke, she took steps. David, we saw that yesterday. He spoke. He ran towards Goliath. All right, there is the action. Words and action release faith. Sometimes it's just words. You speak to the fig tree. You speak to the mountain. Words. The action right there is you believe, walk away knowing that what you said will come to pass. You believe it. You maintain your faith. You maintain your faith. You're persistent, knowing that this thing is mine. I will not be cheated off what belongs to me. I will not be scared of the ground of what belongs to me. I put my foot down. I know in whom I have believed, and I understand that his word is true. You're aggressive. You got that. You and I have got to be aggressive. We've got to understand there's a place for believing God's word, but then you act it out. And faith is acting on what you believe. All right? So there's belief, there's faith. Faith is acting on what you believe. If you believe it, great. But faith has action. That's why James chapter 2 says, faith without works is dead. So the woman with the issue of blood could have sat at home saying, whoa, this Jesus is super, super anointed, like super, super, like so anointed. I believe if I touch the hem of his garment, I will be well. And then she hears he's in town. Oh, who's that? It's Jesus. Whoa, and I believe if I touch the hem of his garment, I will be well. I really will be well. I really believe it. And then she says that until Jesus leaves town again. She did believe, but she did not act on what she believed. All right? So her faith wasn't born. There was no action. Guys, we've heard so much. So much, all right? And I know maybe from your local churches and from some other teachers or instructors that God has led you to, or, you know, you've just felt connected with in the body of Christ, you're learning so much. We got to act on what we hear. We've got to act on what we hear. Faith requires action. But like I said, sometimes the action is you speak, you walk away knowing it's done. Some of the time the action now follows what you're saying. So because earlier I just said, because I need to throw light on something and trust that God will want someone to hear that. Let me just read it. In the book of Acts, all right, the 14th chapter of the book of Acts, something like super amazing happened there, and you and I just have to have a good grasp on this revelation. So in Acts 14, Paul, from verse 8 here, right? I'm using the NIV. In Lystra, there sat a man who was lame. He had been that way from birth and had never walked. He listened to Paul as he was speaking. Paul looked directly at him, saw that he had faith to be healed, and called out, "Stand up on your feet." At that, the man jumped up and began to walk. I want to point out verse 9. He listened to Paul as he was speaking. Paul looked directly at him, saw, all right, that he had faith to be healed. He had faith. So some minutes ago, I was explaining the place for belief and then the place for action. So I'm bringing out this interesting revelation here. Bible said the man had faith. So is it possible for someone to be so full of faith and then not get the results? So full of it. This man had been loaded and loaded and loaded and loaded up too much with the word of God. All he needed was for something to stir up action in him, and God sent him someone. It was Paul. Paul, by the Spirit, perceived this man has faith to be healed. Paul saw it. He saw it. I believe that was by the Holy Ghost. And Paul said, "Stand up." Hallelujah, hallelujah. And sometimes God does that with people's testimonies. You're already so full. You've heard it. You heard it. All you need is take a step. You now hear one story. You hear it just bubbles, boom, within you. Boom. So this throws light and like, oh, so there might be someone, maybe you listening to me right now, you're full of faith already. Oh, by the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Ghost. All right. I thank God that that God by the Spirit would cause action, all right, to be stirred up within you. Action to be stirred up. That God will help you see where you need to take a right step. Oh, thank you, Lord. Do you understand that? The man had faith to be healed. He wasn't just believing. He was full. I remember, you know, I think it was Ken Hagin I heard the story from. You know, he said this woman went to Oral Roberts and said, "Roberts, I don't understand why I'm healed. I have all the faith in the world and I don't understand why I'm not healed. And Oral Roberts said, "That's the problem. You have it, you've not released it." Faith is released in words. I believe I'm healed. I believe I'm healed. I believe I'm healed. I believe I'm healed. All right, because if you've spent time meditating, you are likely very full of faith. But that is not the release. It's released in words. It's released with corresponding action. Do you understand this? Because there's so much teaching and you're still going to listen to so much more. You're going to be full, but you got to step out. If you believe in giving and receiving, but then you don't give, it's now going to become mental assent. You might even be so full of that light. You're not deceiving yourself. You're full of it. But you're just not acting out. Your faith should produce action. You're full of "by stripes I'm healed." You're full. You're full of it. You're not even afraid of sickness or disease. You're full. But yet again, you could allow that thing linger for a while like this man here. Because you're not taking steps. You're not speaking. You know, you could know so much about speaking to the mountain and then you don't. Okay, for instance now, right? I'm sure, all right, you listening, at least you've heard that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God through the pulling of struggle. You've heard. But I actually would like to believe you've read it sometime in this your journey. You've read it. But do you know we could know so much of that and still allow thoughts, wrong thoughts, all right, to stay in our minds, all right, and allow defeating thoughts to stay, and thoughts of you know, depression, and you just, nobody cares about me, nobody loves me, nobody wants me, I'm not useful, I can't make it, the project will not work, the baby will not come. And then you understand, you know that, listen, Jesus said to the devil, it is written. You know, it's not just you read it and then you faked it. No, it was real to you. So you're full of it, but you're not releasing it by action. You're not taking the bold step. And you've got to do this, child of God. Ken Hagin said, faith, or rather, knowledge acted upon is what brings result. It's knowledge that is acted upon that brings result. You also might be listening and like, oh, but I'm not sure I'm full of it yet. I've heard Ken Hagin say you can school yourself in faith. Oh, you can. How? Keep speaking the word. Keep speaking the word. Keep speaking the word. Over time, it might take a couple of days, might take a couple of weeks. You would realize that your perspective has changed. What you were afraid of, you're no longer afraid of it. You're now full of what the word has said in that area. You're full. You have schooled yourself. But don't forget, you've got to act. David acted. The woman of issue of blood acted. All right? The four friends of the paralytic man acted by opening up the tiling of the roof and letting him down. Bible said Jesus saw their faith. Action. If you know the story of Ken Hagin, you know, when he was paralyzed as a 16-year-old boy, and then he stood on Mark 11, believing he received his healing. And then the Holy Ghost said to him, well, people don't stay in the bed at 10 a.m. And then he acted on it. He acted on it. Someone else might still have to be on the bed and keep speaking, and keep speaking, and move an arm, move a leg, twitch a finger, twitch your tongue, you know, twiddle this or twiddle that. And then it keeps growing. It keeps growing. It could be gradual in some cases. It might not be gradual in every case. But then there will be action. You can't just stay on the bed. I'm healed. 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 Over time, I was saying it, you will start seeing yourself healed. You would want to sit up rather than keep lying down. You would want to act. It produces action. But from what we saw again in Lystra in Acts 14, that means someone could be so full. And then you're waiting for God to do something. No, it's full. God is waiting on you now. Could God be waiting on you? Yes, you. Could you be so full? But the only thing left is action. Action. Oh, that your eyes of understanding, eyes of understanding will be enlightened. That will not just be full, we'll see the place for ready action. And we'll take that leap. Glory to God. Glory to God. Knowledge acted upon is what brings results. All right, we don't copy people's actions. We don't say, oh, someone did this, so if I think I'm going to do that. No, we act on the word. You know you need to bind the devil, so bind him. You know you got to take authority over thoughts, so please do. All right? You know you need to praise God, so do. You know you need to resist sickness and disease, please do. Let's not know so much and then do so little. All right? Let's not know so much and then do so little. David didn't just mouth so much in front of Goliath. And then Goliath took a step and David ran. Goliath took a step and David ran towards him. Not away from him, towards him. He knew what he believed. He knew what he said was so. James admonished us, all right? And still admonishes us that it's the doer of the word that is blessed. So you and I have got to stay with the word, feed on the word, act on the word. You got that? Stay with it. Feed on it. Act on it. Stay with it. Feed on it. Act on it. This is our life. This is what God would have us do. In Proverbs 4, the Bible says, attend to my words. Incline your ears to my saying. Let it not depart from your eyes. Keep my words in the midst of your heart. For my words are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. Proverbs 4, 20 to 22, the word is life and health. So lay hold on eternal life. Take a bold step. Take a bold step. Proverbs 18, 21, death and life are in the power of your tongue. There's hardly any believer that might not, okay, I know there would be, all right? That might not know exactly where that verse is, there would be. But I'm also sure there are people that are not born again that could quote the verse, and they might not know where it is. But we know. Let's act on it. Let's act on it. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it, they will eat the fruit thereof. And like I said yesterday's broadcast, don't just say, well, it's better to be single than to get into a wrong mind. Yes, it is. It's good counsel, really good counsel. But don't spend more of your time saying such things. Say what you want. I'm well established in my home. I'm happily married. That's what you should spend time saying. Maybe you need to answer people and say, oh, why don't you go for that guy? Say yes to that other guy. You know what I mean? And all of that. You can say, all right, I don't want to make a wrong move. You guys know it's better this way than that other way. All right? That's you answering a question. But let it not be your faith talking. Don't tell them, well, I'd rather be alone. Yes, you would rather. Please understand me. I'm saying spend more time, especially you and God, you and your situation, you and the mountain in front of you. Spend more time saying to yourself what you want. And that's the fact that you're well settled in your home. Happily married. Happily married. Praise God. So Bible lets us know we got to act on it. Mark 4 lets us know that the sower sows the word, but then we must make sure that the weeds do not come to disturb the seeds. Once again, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Be aggressive. Keep speaking. Keep acting. And put your foot on that pedal. Maintain persistence. Maintain persistence. Maintain persistence. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right. I mean, guys, we have over, well, today is 130. So we have over like 200 messages available. Actually, could count going to almost 300. They're about, all right? Today is 130th episode. On our website, we have over 80, like 81, maybe 82 messages available for you, all right? And we're even moving, all right? The sprinkle stuff over there so that it's one-stop shop. But you are here, so you know we're here. And we've talked about beautiful stuff. Some time back, I mean, when we began, it was just basically morning faith boost. For those of you that might have been with us back then, it was awesome. We really, really like dealt with so much. And then, hey, what did we deal with after that? After we began, you know, power meditation. 10 straight messages. Actually, to be more accurate, it's like 11. Power of meditation. Please listen to it. Please go back to it. All right? Please. And then we talked about how to receive from God. 10 messages again. That's like 2 weeks. All right? Some of these instances, I think we're still doing like the Saturday edition before we started doing Monday to Friday. Importance of speaking in tongues. What you have in Christ, the authentic seed of Abraham, the gift of God, the gift of life, the gift of righteousness, Holy Spirit, God's gift to us, beyond Calvary. I mean, guys, this is amazing. I still remember beyond Calvary, how that we discussed, hey, Jesus isn't on the cross. He did die on the cross, but he didn't resurrect on the cross. So certain things happened beyond Calvary. Our faith as believers isn't hinged on the cross alone, but you cannot leave the cross out of it. It's the death, the burial, and the resurrection. And of course, the sitting of Jesus Christ. Our faith is on that, guys. So we've dealt with these beautiful topics. All right. Beyond Calvary, the finished work. All right. Parts 1 to what now? 10. 2 weeks again on that. Talk about what do you see? You remember the Lord is my shepherd, all right? And then that led to set a table, you know, a table prepared, surely, fear not, rest, restore. Then we get to pass from death to life, and then we're here. Now, it might look like not up to 20 titles, but that is a couple of weeks and months now, okay? One whole week going, two whole weeks going on some, you know, like 10. But the point is, can you please get back and digest? I would also like to ask that you listen to the fullness of God. It's right here on Spreaker. Please listen to the fullness of God. Just where you're listening, right here, Faith Boost, click Daily Faith Boost. It takes you to the fuller load where you have all the archives of Faith Boost, what I just read out now. Then click where my name is, Larry Exxonus. Yeah, you see different shows there, right? You could go to Spirit Life Christian Center. There are like 49 messages there. 49. They will bless you. I mentioned yesterday, please listen to last Sunday, last Wednesday's teaching, Spirit of Life Christian Center. Please do. Please do. It will bless your spiritual body. All right. Natural man, kind of man, spiritual man. It will bless you. All right. There also you find influence of the spirit. About 20 something messages there. Okay. So if we add that to the like 210, I mean, we're already hitting close to 300. But somewhere there also you find the fullness of God. I think it's about 4 messages. Please listen. Please, like seriously, please, please listen. It will bless you. Take notes. Take notes. Sit with each of these again and digest. Let it be so full in you. Let it be rich. It is knowledge acted upon that brings results. Let's get so full and let's be busting out at the seams, overflowing with the impact of these teachings, with the light that comes from God's word. All right, guys. Like, super awesome. I need you to do this. I really need you to do this. Praise God. I remember, you know, Kenneth Hagin talking about, you know, the fact that very many people might not have understood the application of faith. Sometimes it teases the young generation. Say, you guys don't understand this thing. All right, I feel for you that have not had to use your faith. And there's always an opportunity, guys, where we get to use our faith. Don't sit back. Don't let things slide. Don't let things just get worse. Don't watch things just get... No, don't let things get out of hand. Please be aggressive. Please, day and night, take your prescription. Morning and night, noontime, midnight, whatever it is. Stand on the word and keep speaking. Stand on the word and be aggressive. Stand on the word and put your foot down. I would love to hear from you, all right? I would love to hear testimonies. Let me know how this series, this whole Faith Boost recent series, you could drop comments here. But if you don't mind, I would love to read from you. Send me an email. You can send an email to revrex@larryrexonosia.com. That's R-E-V-R-E-X at larryrexonosia.com. Or just send an email also to rexonosia@gmail.com. Tell me how it's been, how it's blessed you. It'll be great to hear from you. And then Paul says something in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 25. Very short verse. He said, brethren, pray for us. I want you to be in faith with me as I'm in faith with you. I'm in faith with you that your year would end exactly how God said it will be. I'm in faith with you that you would walk in the fullness of the very plans of God for your life. You stand in the very center of God's agenda for you, fulfilling all that God has in store for you. I want you to be in faith with me, all right? That even as I'm taking this pause, right, to load up and then to pull back into certain things and get ready, you know, for a number of things that God has ahead of me. Just be in faith with me, all right? 1 Thessalonians 5:25, brethren, pray for us. And don't forget, follow on every social media platform, all right? I'm on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. Of course, I'm here. Follow everywhere. I might still drop a few things on Instagram from time to time that might still, you know, be skeletally active and all. But please follow. Let's grow in grace, grow in the knowledge of God's word, and don't forget to send an email. You could kindly drop a comment here, but kindly, please send an email and be on the lookout for anything that comes, anything that drops. I want you to just say, hey, okay, your boy's back. All right, let's get more and more on God's word. Glory to God. I pray for you. I pray for you that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened, that you'll be full of the revelation of God's word. Full. You'll be strengthened in every single way. I pray for everything God has set in your heart, that you will fulfill them. All that God has said to you will find good expression. You would rise. You would You would rise. You will be strengthened. You would move from faith to faith. You will move from victory to victory. You will move from conquest to conquest, full of the revelation and the light of God, in the name of Jesus. Bye, and I love you.